Shalom Avracha, Rabbi Yisrael Bez Hashem, continues similar with Beis Sif Yud Gimel, Lashon number 76, and we're discussing the Klaf. Mechaber tells us, Yeha Klaf Sholeim, Shelo Yehebo Nekovim, She'en Adyoi Oiver Alov. The Klaf should be complete without any holes in the Klaf. You don't want the ink, the Dyoi, to go in the holes, but you want the Dyoi to form, the ink should form the letters. Dehainu Shelo Yeteheha Ois Niris Keboi Chaluko L'shtayim. You don't want to see a letter because it's a hole that's divided into two. Says the Mishnah, explaining what we just said here, the Sif Katan and Beis, turning the page, the Shtayim, Shehu Katan, Kol Kach, Ashek Shemavir Allah Bekumus Nisto Menekev Adyoi, Vein Anekev Nirgosh Bekumus, Kaisen Allah. Avapi Shinafal Ma'adyoi Bemakamahu, Venir Anekev Dak and Nekev Hashemesh. Is kosher. What did we just say? We said as follows. If you have a tiny, small hole in the klaf, to the point where if you take the ink and you place the ink, the dioi, over this hole, this little hole, you don't see it. Now, if you would pick it up to the sunlight, you'd see it's hollow. You see there's a space there. That's kosher. So originally, it's very important now to know when we're writing it, as opposed to if it was written in a hole formed afterwards. So when you write it, you cannot have a hole in the klaf that will cause the letter to look like it's two letters. But if you have such a tiny small hole that when you look at that hole, you don't see anything. You see, it looks like it's black still. That is kosher. However, so he says further, I will imnika of kolkar she'en adyoi oivra lov is possible. But if it's a larger hole, that the black ink will not stay in, like, you know, sometimes you have, like, you know, a little smudge of your pen, and then even though there might be a hole somewhere, but it spreads out and it covers up the hole. So that's what we're talking about. But if the hole is too large, even that little smudge will not fill up the gap, that hole. And in that case, the letter could look like it's two letters, and then it will be possible. Then it will be possible. So here are some pictures I can show you where there's this small hole over here. Small hole over here. And when you, this is on page 82 of the Pir Halacha, when you fill it up, so then it's totally fine. As you see over here, you only notice that when you view it near the sunlight. Page 82 on the bottom. So the other issue we're dealing with now is Aval imnikev kolkach, or rather over here it says Vafilu imna neke beemza oivi ois begagoy oiv bireichoy. Even if you have the hole on the top of the letter, like a dalet has a top, or begagoy means the regel. I'm sorry, or the yireichoy means the leg. Or the yoy makifay mikol tzad, and you have ink which is surrounding on all sides. Nonetheless, it's possible. Page 82 on the bottom. Yeah. So the second case he's telling us is a case where it's going to be possible. When's it going to be possible? If you have a scenario where you wrote it, you wrote the letter, you filled in the ink, but as you take a look on number 3 of page 82, and you see that in Ois Beis, there is a separation on the top to the point that it looks like two letters. It looks like two letters. So that's going to be possible. Same thing with, even though it's surrounded by ink, it's going to be possible. And even if, there's a bigger, important chiddush of the din, is that even if you have the form of the dalet, in other words, like this, let's say the gag, the top of the dalet, is visible, that this is a dalet. Happens to be the person wrote the dalet a little longer, but he hit a hole in the cloth, like you have in picture number 3. It's still possible, because it looks like the oisyos are in two letters here.
If he didn't continue the letter?
So if he didn't continue the letter, No, he has to end before the hole. Why has to end a little before the hole? Tell me what. Why?
It has to be surrounded.
Oh, very good. It has to be mukav gvil. It has to be surrounded by cloth. So if he had a little hole right before the letter ended, and he ends a drop before that, it's mukav gvil. It's surrounded by the cloth. It's going to be kosher because he has the form of the dalet of the top gag, the roof. And he has the leg of the dalet. He just didn't extend it as nice as he would have liked to. Okay.
If he has a tagim, if he has a tagim, then it's okay. If it doesn't,
well, it's not going to be ma'akev. That little tag on the top, that little like crownish.
No, there's a tag on the dalet.
Well, there is officially there is, but it's not going to be ma'akev. In other words, it's not going to prevent the halacha from being kosher.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, everything we learned now until now is when you write the letter originally, what the Mishnah is about to tell us is what happens if you wrote it properly? And over the course of time, I don't know how it happened, but a hole formed in the cloth to the point where now it's split into two. What's the halacha?
When you say the whole form, that's in the parchment.
In the parchment.
The hole actually
hole through.
Yeah.
It through and through is cut.
Yeah.
What? You can see through.
I'll see through the hole, right. So I tell you one way to understand it. They used to, as we'll see, they used to use behemoth dakos, small animals. Oh. We use behemoth gasos, thick, big animals. What's a gaso? It's a cow. They used to use maybe a goat. It's much thinner. The cloth, the hide, is much thinner. So it could be because it was easier to use than to move around. We have all this big machinery. It could be it's also is less expensive. A lot of reasons. But also it's less strong. It's not as strong. The dako is not as strong as the gasa. Okay, so what's the halach in this case? He says, "Chol zeh koydim ksiva." Everything we spoke until now with the psulim is if the psul was the hole was there in the cloth before it was written. But if after you wrote the letters, at that point in time it was nechlok lishtayim, it was divided into two through this hole. Royin, you take a look. You see, do you have the letter, the form of the letter, before the hole? And if you do, it's kosher. Now, if you have the form of the letter before the hole, when you write it originally, we said, no, because that's a problem here. You can't have the letter look like it's two letters. Now, you could have stopped before the hole, like we said, but that's not what the person did. He wrote majority of it, 80% on the right side of the hole, and 20% of the gag on the left side of the hole. In that case, we say it's possible. But in the case where you wrote it and the whole formed afterwards, it's kosher. As is discussed in Mr. Hashem, we'll see in Sifta Zayin not too long from now. Okay, that was Sif Yud Gimel, discussing that the cloth should be shalem, should be complete, should not have any holes in it. And if it had a hole and it caused the letter to look like it's two letters, before when you're writing in the first place, it's going to be possible. If this hole formed after the fact, then it will be kosher just as long as the tsura, the form of the ois, is still there. Okay. Now, sif your doubt. Hasifrim has rizim. Oisim shloishim in eklofim. So what we're going to do now is when we read the mechaber, then we'll see the Mishnah Ruru. Then I'll share with you a Dirshu note. Three stages. Okay. Hashseifrim has reason. The seifrim that are doing things, we'll call it in the zrizizdik way, the best way. Oyisim shloishim in eklofim. They make three categories of cloth. What are the three categories? Ha'av yoiser is lichta by pasha shema, shiktana. You have the thickest cloth, they take a thicker cloth, and on that thicker cloth they write Parashas Shema. Okay? On the thicker cloth, you write Parashas Shema. And this is on page 82, once again, in number 5. Okay? You have Parsha Shema in the thicker cloth, which you see, of course, is much shorter than the rest of them. The things on the side is for those listening that they have pictures of the cloth spread out, and then on the side they have the cloth rolled up. They have the rolled up. And what we're going to see over here is that when they made the cloth from behemoth daka, from the smaller animals, and then you place into the batim. The batim means the compartments of the houses for the shalrosh. What they didn't want to happen is that they didn't want the cloth to be bending the walls of the compartment from one wall into another wall. They didn't want that. They wanted it to be that the bias is straight and the cloth is put inside and is not pushing out the bias and from one side to another. It's not pushing it out. Okay? Now, that's one issue we're going to come across over here. And that's going to be a situation of Zekeli Vanveil. Of doing the mitzvah in the nicest way when it's not pushing into the next bias. So let's see further. Ha'av yoyse lichtoi boi parashos shema shik tano. V'hadak mi menu l'parashos voyim shemaya. Shi yoyse gedoyla. Now, the thinner cloth from the Shema cloth, which is the thickest, is going to be the Parsha Vayim Shemaya, which is longer than Parsha Shema. Well, the Parsha is Kadosh, the Parsha is Vayim Kiviyachos, Shehei Maruchos, Oysim Klav Dak Me'oid. For the Parshas of Kadosh and Vayim Kiviyachos, you're going to make even a thinner cloth. These are the Soifim Hazrizim. U'bezeh Yismalu Habatim B'shoveh V'zenoi L'tfilin. And in this way, when you roll up your klafim, your parchment, it's going to be equally placed into the compartments, and this is a nice noi for the tefillin. That's the first step, that's the mechaber. Now we're going to see the levush. Who is the levush? The levush is a Mordechai Yafo, who is a talmid from, one of those, the rebbeim was the Ramah, you had other rebbeim as well. And it's interesting to note that the way the Mishnah Brura here quotes the Levush is by not saying Levush, but he calls him by his actual name. However, he does it with an abbreviation, which is not normally brought in the Mishnah Brura, so it's a little difficult to know exactly who he's referring to unless you look it up. So, he says like this. We are in Sifkat Lamed Gimel. So first we're going to say over that there was a mistake that the Mishnah Brura brings from the Gra and Yad Aaron, that there's a mistake in the Mechaber. Not the Mechaber made a mistake, but it fell into the Mechaber. The parashas of Vayah Kiviyacha, in other words, we said that the Dak Mimenu, the middle category thickness of the parasha, is not Vayim Shemaya, but it's rather Vayah Kiviyacha. It's the parasha of Vayah Kiviyacha, which is Yosef Gedela, the parashas Kadosh, parashas Vayim Shemaya, is longer. That's the last category. Fine. V'reish mem yud. This is Rav Mordechai Yafo, the Levush, Kosav. Sha'asayvim shalahem oisim tikun acher. They do something else. What do they do? Shekol laklofim him shavim ba'irich echod u'ba'ivi echod. All of the klofim that they do, their minig, was to do what? The length and the thickness was 100% the same. Elu shemenichim gilyoinin. But they had a long gilin. Gilin is a margin. We're going to come to this word many times throughout these halachas. A gilyoin is the margin, and they're going to have a larger margin, like in the bottom of the picture, which Blinetta will send out to those on the WhatsApp. You can see the picture as well. You see a larger margin, so the length of the klafim, of the parchment of the klaf, is all the same in all the four parashias of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. But the parshias that are shorter will have a larger margin to the end of the page of the klaf, as opposed to the longer parshias will go towards the end of the klaf.
So they do that when the thickness is the same everywhere. Because the previous case, The thickness is not the same. In the
Chaber's case, the shorter parasha is going to have a thicker cloth, and then the longer parasha is going to have a thinner cloth. Now, when you wrap them all up together, they'll be approximately the same, right? That's the Mechaber. Lulavush was saying that, no, all of the klofim are going to be the same thick and length, thickness and length, and you can have a larger margin. Okay, that's the difference between the Mechaber and the
You mean thickness or you mean width and length?
Thick, the thickness of the...
Like this?
Like here. Like in other words, like one piece of paper is very thin. Now let's take a look. Let's take a look over here at the Dirshu note. In the older Svarim of Dirshu, it is number 63. Uzmanenu. Nowadays, Kosav bekeses hasayfer in Sif Simon Chav Sif Gimel she'ein noyegim becholze. That's not our meaning. Elo oyisim es kol haparishios aklaf shovet. All the parashiyos are made in the same cloth, same thickness, same everything. Over time of Dover, Kasa b'mishnah s'soifer, Shom, Shedavka b'zmanom. Only in those days, Shoyu oyisim, it was an issue, the whole concern was negay back then, Shoyu oyisim es abatim mi'or behema daka. Like we said in the introduction to the shir, that they would make the batim from an animal, of a smaller animal, a goat or the like, behemoth daka. V'haya oivi ha-parashiyas bailet mi-bachutz. And then the thickness of the parashiyas were protruding on the outside. So, ein zen noi, kishenir mi-bachutz, bayiz echot godol v'ov mi-chaveri. So that's not a nice thing when you see one bayis, meaning compartment, is thicker and protruding into the next one. So nowadays we're making the batim from gezunta, big thick animals, cows. It's not going to be a concern of the cloth protruding from one compartment to the next. So therefore, we have the noi, we have the beautiful tefillin anyway, so we're not concerned about this whole issue. Let's now continue with Siv Tezvav. Im la'agha shenichtav nikev b'soicha hei oyhamem is kosher. So what do we say? We said, after you write the letter, if there's a hole after you write the letter, we said there's more leniency. So in this case, we're focusing specifically on the letters hei and the letters mem. The letters hei and the letters mem. And we're going to say now that if after you wrote the letters, La'acha shenichtov, nikov, besoich ha-hei oyhamem, the hole formed in the middle of the hay or the mem, the aloch is its kasha. Afilu nikov kol toichai, even if the whole entire middle has a hole. Now, I don't know, once again, how the hole formed there. I can't imagine you have a moth that gets inside of your tefillin. That doesn't make it.
This is after the fact.
This is after the fact, yeah. It was written already. It was written properly, and the whole formed after. Maybe because before you put it in the tefillin, in the actual bayis, that's where the holes, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But that's not our issue right now, how the holes formed. The nekev filled the whole entire place of the hole inside. That is the first shlav, the first step of the mechaber. Now the mechaber brings the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says as follows. I will be Yerushalmi mashma shegam bifnim sarich sheyeh mukuf klaf. The Yerushalmi is of the opinion or the understanding that you can learn out from the Yerushalmi is that even in the inside has to be klaf and you cannot have a hole in it. Let's stop there for a second, catch up with Mishnah Berurah. Now, there are numerous times throughout the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah gives us these beautiful hakdamas. He's hakdamas to a sif. And this is one of these times where he tells us as follows. Nakdim shtei hakdamis. We're going to bring two introductional points over here. V'achakach nivar v'izah Hashem Zbarach. And afterwards we'll explain with Hashem Himself. Aleph. Kol ois sarich shiyeh alav tzurosai haroi l'oisi ois. Every ois, every letter requires kol ois sarich shiyeh alav tzurosai has to have the correct form of the letter, for that letter. Vim lav, it's possible. The lamed has to look like a lamed, the dalet has to look like a dalet. And in this regard, it's irrelevant. If it wasn't written properly, or when it got ruined, it has to look the proper letter. A vav needs to look like a vav, a yud needs to look like a yud. Base. Sounds obvious, right? Base. Kol ois she'en gvil mukof lo mi'abruche says psulo. Every letter needs to have klaf going around the whole entire letter. Needs to be mukuf gvil. Gvil, we said, is the two parts of the klaf. It's the duchstus, which is the bottom part, and it's the klaf on the top part. The two together, the klaf and the duchstus, is called the gvil. Okay, that's one explanation of it. Here it's saying the whole entire letter has to be mukuf gvil, has to be surrounded by the klaf, by the parchment. Now, in this regard, there are 2 points. So, v'din zeh yesh shnei pratim. 2 points. So, if you do it in our language, we would say 2A. Right? Nigger to 2B. Okay. Davka aleph now. Davka im loy hoy mukuf gvil koidem ksiva. When do you have to have it be mukuf gvil? When you have to have mukuf gvil before you write it. But afterwards, aval im la'achar ksiva nasa nekev ikra samuch lo'ois mibachutz v'aydei zeh ein mukuf gvil. But after you wrote it, after you wrote the letter, it became not mukuf gvil, it became ripped or a hole. Samuch lo'ois mibachutz v'aydei zeh ein mukuf gvil. It's still kosher. Why? Because once again, you wrote it properly. You wrote it correctly. And became a non-mukuf gvil, became not surrounded by klaf after you wrote it. Beis, the second point, second prat in part two. That's the rabbi placing the ein sarach liyoyis mukuf gvil rak mi b'chutz lo oisiyoyis loy b'soichan. Chutz mi yushalmi shemach mezeh. Most Paiskim will say that you only need to have mukuf gvil, that the letter has to be surrounded by the klaf, when the letter has to be surrounded by the klaf on the outside. Not when, but where. On the outside. But not on the inside. Except for who? The Yerushalmi. Chutz mi'Yerushalmi, shemach mi'bazeh. V'at novi levar shulchan aruch. Now we're coming to explain the shulchan aruch. Im la'achar shenichtov nikuf. Now we'll explain the words of the shulchan aruch that says if after you wrote it there was a hole. So we said it's kosher. Ahatam the b'fneim ein tzarech la'hakafas gvil, because inside the letter you don't need a hakafas gvil, because we said most paiskim say you're fine, except for the Yerushalmi. Lefizeh afilu mihanekev koydem aksiva kosher. And therefore, since most Paiskim say you don't need to have mukuf gvil inside, even if you wrote it originally like this, and there was a hole inside where you're writing the men, it's still fine. V'haydi nokad im la'acha shenichdov nikev. This that the Mechaber said, if after you wrote, there was a hole. Mishum the lechatchilo ein lichtoy v'afilu imanekev be'emtzo chaloloi ve'em memali el estoichoi. Because ideally, really, we should not be using the parchment, the klaf, if there's a hole on it. That's why he's saying im la'ach shenichtov nikev, because ideally, you don't want to use such klaf like this. Why? Why would you not want to use a klaf like this? So you want to fulfill the Yerushalmi as well. We always want to try to fulfill the other opinions as well, even if you don't pass like your lichat chilo. Al b'emes im avar b'kosav, but if you did go and you did write it on such klaf, and then in the middle of the mem or the middle of the hay, there's a hole. Afilim haya hanekev koydim shenichdav, and even if the hole was there before you wrote it, it's kosher ve'ein tzarech shum tikkun. It's kosher, and you don't have to fix anything. Any questions? Sif katan lamed hay. So the Mechaber told us on the top of the page, if after you wrote the letter for your tefillin, you found a hole in the middle of the hay or the mem, it's kosher. What then, says the Mishnah on the bottom, Shar Ois Yois, okay, this is exactly what Noah was bringing out. What then, Shar Ois Yois, Sheyesh Lehen Gimul Defonois, Yesh Cholo B'Soichai. So too, any other letter, the same halach applies if you have three walls to it. Three walls, like a base. The top, the bottom, and the back. The pay, yeah.
All the other letters.
Except for two letters, two sides. Aval Chav Soifis, right? The Chav, Pshuta. Because you can Vav, Chedoy Melav, Mikvav Toich Mikri. Now a Vav.
Why is the Chav different?
The Chav does not have, here's your...
Has three
no. The end of chaf.
Oh,
this the final chaf. You see, it only has a top and a bottom. Doesn't have three. You need something to have three sides. Why do you need three sides? Because if you have three sides, very simply, you have a middle. If you have a vav with or a dalid doesn't have three sides. It has a top and a regal, a leg. So you can't say a middle.
And a hay is considered three sides.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's a chiddush, right? Yeah. That's a chiddush. A hay. Even though the little yud on the left side is not connected like a ches, right? It's called a third side. That is a chiddush, yes.
Like what about a shin? How is that?
Well, the shin is different. No, the shin...
And the show is different.
Yeah, you want to say, I don't know, because I think it's only two. Because the hole inside of the shins, it's only like really two.
Why isn't it three?
Where's the bottom? Oh, well... I don't know.
Does that have to be equal
sides? I mean, I hear what you're bringing out. I don't know. I would think the shin is maybe two, because it's like connected in the bottom and then it just opens.
So it's like an ayin.
It's like an ayin or a tzadi, yeah. But I'd have to see that. It's a good point you're bringing out. Okay, good. Let's see a little further. Sifkot lamed vav. I feel like I've called toichoi shenekev mimalei kol acholol. The hole is filling up the whole entire area on the inside, still kasha. I feel a naga nekiva, but is gufa. Hear this? Even if the hole is actually touching the letter, kosha nisha srita daka mi bachutz is kasha the ein shir la ovia oisias. Just as long as you have a thin line before the hole, my left hand is the hole. Just as long as you have a thin line over here on the left side. I'm sorry, on the right side is a thin line of ink creating and forming the letter. Even if it's a thin line, it's recognizable, it's still called a letter. Was that clear what I was saying? So the inside does not need mukhaf gvil. The inside does not need surround. The outside needs.
We're talking about a hole in the
inside. We're talking about a hole in the inside. Yeah, talking about the inside. This whole leniency is all on the inside, because the most places say the inside does not require mukaf kvil, and therefore if the hole is there, it's not a problem, except by the Yerushalmi. Siv Kotin Lamed Zayin is the Yerushalmi, which I want to suggest. We're going to stop here. And Mr. Shem, pick up tomorrow by the Yerushalmi and Siv Kotin Lamed Zayin. So once again, the whole entire letter on the outside needs to be mukaf kvil. On the inside, most rishayim, the most paisim, say the inside does not require mukaf kvil, does not need to be surrounded by cloth. The Yerushalmi disagrees and says it does, but that's why there are leniency that even if when you write it originally, there's a hole in the inside of the letter. Now, what's it called, the inside of a letter? It has to have three sides to it. The inside of a letter is a letter that has three sides. Then we will say it is still kosher. So show and pick up tomorrow.
Okay.